Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropagoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. Thanks for joining us, as I'm sure many of you are celebrating Christmas already with being off of work like myself. And where's Mr. Sirianni? He's always off of work, but he's busier than I am with all the things he does.
It's not a question of being off of work. It's a question of being, you got to go shopping, you got to do this, you got to do that. This is a busy season. It's just more work. Because you got to go to the store, you got to buy presents, you got to do this.
And you enjoy every minute of it, right?
No, I hate every minute of it.
Okay, Scrooge. Yeah. Why do you say Scrooge in Italian?
I don't know.
Well, just a moment, we'll have our first guest this evening. The score of the tying goal for the Rochester Lancers against the Syracuse Silver Knights on Saturday. And he also scored the first ever shootout goal in Lancers history. Andrew Hoxie will be with us. Then at 7 o'clock, we welcome back the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly, to give us the latest news from the team and the USL Pro League. Lots of things going on there. Dick Howard will be on to discuss the latest news from around the world of soccer, including, of course, the big win today by Chelsea. Got to say that.
I knew you were going to put it in there.
Of course I
have.
Even though
Manchester City tied him, so yeah. Don't forget.
Yeah, but that was on the road. But there's some big news happening in Toronto, soccer-related. We're going to talk to Dick about that. Michael Lewis will have the latest happenings with New York City FC. They've announced their first-ever match, when that will be, and the home opener at Yankee Stadium. We'll talk about that with Michael, and also, of course, the U.S. women having a little trouble down in Brazil. We'll talk about that with him as well. As you already heard, Mr. Joe Sirianni, Lancers Wall of Famer, is with us, as always. And welcome. But you weren't with us last week. You were sick.
No,
so welcome back.
And I'm still recovering, so once in a while you keep your finger at the button. So
I got the finger on the button.
In case I got a cough. But anyway, it's a pleasure to be back, and it's a pleasure to talk about soccer. And, of course, you know, it's the guy that is going to come up next is one of my favorite players, you know, that we're going to talk about his indoor experience, his outdoor experience. And, of course, you know, a victory is always a victory. And when you score goals, so then you become a hero. And when you don't score a goal, you're a goat. But when you know, there is a funny thing, Andrew, that I have to talk to you about it. And maybe, you know, later on we'll talk a little bit some more. You know, goalkeeper, they get blamed for everything. You know, I was watching the game today and the penalty, you know.
Juventus versus Napoli,
and they went to freaking, I don't know how many shootouts. And one of the guy, you know, Buffon saved about two or three. The other guy, the other goalie saved the same. And then one of the Juventus guy, you know, they're supposed to score. He didn't score. So, you know, the blame goes on the goalie because, you know, he didn't save all the penalty kicks.
Well, so, you know what? You can't win either way. But I'm going to show you something later. If you go to SoccerAmerica.com, there's a hilarious video of the worst goalkeeper gaffe in history. It happened over in Europe over the weekend. You got to see it to believe it. It's hilarious.
There is a lot of them. I mean, a goalkeeping nowadays is a dangerous situation.
It certainly
because
is.
Because they have a way of pinpoint all the mistakes that they make. forward, they can make a 50 mistake in a game. Nobody talks about that.
Well, Marcello, for the goalkeeper for the Lancers, he was the hero with two big shootout saves against the Syracuse Silver Knights. And joining us now from the Rochester Lancers, the gentleman who scored the tying goal to send it into overtime and then got the first goal in the shootout, Andrew Hoxie's with us. Andrew's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. This Saturday at 1 o'clock, it's the Lancers Wall of Fame induction ceremony honoring Dave Sarakin, Rich Funky, the late Peter Short, and Ellie Durante. The ceremony will start about 12:30. The match is at 1 against the undefeated Baltimore Blast. 8-7-2 kick. Go to ourlancers.com to get your tickets. Also, I want to mention the Lancers are having a kicking clinic at the Doug Miller Family Sports Park next Monday and Tuesday for all the kids off of school. 9 a.m. to noon, you can train and learn from all the pros, including our guest here, Andrew Hoxie. Andrew, thanks for being with us on the show tonight.
No problem, man. It's always a pleasure to hang out with you guys and talk a little bit about soccer.
Well, there's a lot to talk about, and boy, what a win you guys had against Syracuse. And that was a character-building win because you guys went down 9-2. And last year, as you know, when you played against the Syracuse Silver Knights, it's a tough match, and they've had our number the last couple of years, winning a lot of the matches. And after you guys went down 9-2, you could have easily folded up the tent. But you guys came back strong, and even when they went ahead in the fourth quarter, you got the tying goal to send it into overtime. So tell us about what happened in the match with the when you guys fell behind. What did you guys do to turn the momentum around?
Well, it was a crazy game, to be honest. I mean, the two own goals that happened, the first goal, we came out flying. We scored a nice goal. Brian BK had a great finish. We went up 2-0, and then we had the momentum, and we had a pass back, and it went under Marcelo's foot. And right then and there, the momentum changed, and we just were unfortunate. I mean, we were playing solid defense, but they were just getting lucky, and bounces were going their way. But once we got on the board and we started flying, they couldn't stop us. And I got to tell you, this team is different from any other year that I played. Like, we have that winning mentality going into a game. Like, we expect to win every game. And that's just something I haven't felt. I mean, you can say it, but you don't really feel it. But with this team, I'm excited because I feel like, man, we have the quality to win it. So, and I know we're a better team than Syracuse. And if we would have finished half of our chances more, it would have been a blowout, but like I hit the crossbar, I hit the post, the ball just wasn't going in for me until the fourth quarter.
Well, Andrew, you just said that the magic thing that Andy and I were talking about, you know, this Andrew right here, you know, you just said that you hit the crossbar, and right in the beginning you said that the goalie made a mistake and the ball went underneath him. So you see, goalie is a dangerous situation. Did you ever want to play goalie?
No, never in a million years. And Marcelo, I mean, yeah, he made a mistake, but that guy saved us. Like, I've never seen a keeper make some of the saves he made. Like, he was brilliant. And then in the shootout, he came up big for us. Like, he's a great goalkeeper.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the technique about the shootout and indoor, because the goal is much, much smaller than outdoor. So you really have to, in order to beat the goalie, you really have to do something different than you do in the outdoor game. What is the strategy?
Well, I don't want to give away my strategy, but...
well, in general, in general.
Everyone, this is the first year they've done it. And I know in the past few, like 10 or 20 years ago, they had shootouts like that. And the technique was, you know, take a touch up and, you know, shoot it hard. And generally that's what happens. And I saw the goal. I saw there was an opening. So I just kind of took it. So it's just, you're right, the goal is smaller, but it's just you got to step up, you got to be confident, you got to know you're going to make it. And that's what I did, that's what Yaquel did, and unfortunately, Marcelo came up huge for us.
So the question is about picking your target and go for it as quickly as then that's hard, or just, you know, fake the goalie and let it come out, let it commit himself, and then you take the shot. Which one?
I think all players are different, but if the goalie's coming out fast at you and you take a quick shot, they have no time to react. So that's always – so there's a risk that for the goalie, if they come out too quickly and you shoot it fast, and it's a goal. But if they come out and you don't shoot it, then I would say they have the advantage. And then they cut the angle off, so your only opportunity is to dribble him.
Yep.
So
Nelson Santana tried to make some fancy move against his countryman, Marcelo, and it didn't work. Marcelo made an unbelievable save. And I think he knew what Santana was going to do, having played with him last season, and you know, especially being that from Brazil. I think there was a little bit of mind games going on there, and Marcelo won the mind games.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely a lot of mind games going on the entire match. And Marcelo, we had worked on that. And Marcelo, he's just, I'd be surprised. Like, Forbes' goal, you guys saw that. That was, I don't think any keeper would say that. That was upper 90. He hit it hard. I feel like that's the ideal PK, but you can't really do that every time. And Marcelo, if anyone tries to beat him, he will get that ball. So.
Well, one of our Lancers Wall of Famers, Bronco Sagoda, probably had the hardest shot of anybody we've ever seen in this sport. And when he took a shoot, he took one touch and just blasted it, and no goalie could stop it. So if you have that kind of talent where you can put the ball up in the upper 90 consistently, it was like kind of like Maurizio. I mean, if he takes a shootout goal, he probably would try to bury with that lethal left foot of his. But let me ask you this, Andrew: who would have been the third shooter if Syracuse had scored on their third attempt?
Mauricio
would have been the strategy was to have your, because usually either you have your best guy start the shootout or your best guy finish the shootout, because if you leave him last, he may not get a chance to even shoot. So Doug's strategy was to keep the our leading scorer, Mauricio Salas, the captain, as the last shooter. So interesting to see if it happens again. It's very rare that a game will go to a shootout, because it is pretty easier to score in indoor soccer. But I was surprised that the overtime went completely scoreless. Were you surprised that nobody was able to break through?
Yeah. Syracuse, they had a couple good chances, but we were solid defensively. Like, we gave up two goals in two quarters. And one of them was a deflection, and the other one was just a little mistake on our part. But we got to – that's what I'm really excited about as well, is we're coming together defensively as a team, and we're able to hold – opponents to a lower score. So yeah, we were able to do that. I know Nelson Santana hit the crossbar, I remember that, and then I had a shot in overtime that hit the post. Well, the keeper actually got a hand on it, but I had turned around to celebrate because I thought for sure the ball was in, and it bounced straight back out to me. I couldn't believe it. So that was with like 30 seconds left in the game.
Yeah, I was listening on the radio, and Joe Giuliano thought it was in too, and then all of a sudden it's like the ball comes off the post, and then I think even Elliot Falski said that the goalie had made a great save and pushed it up against the post. But you guys, it's a huge win. The Lancers are 4-1 now, and now the biggest game of the year so far. Baltimore Blast come in undefeated. They pretty much dominated every opponent they've played, and we've never beaten them in our history. So what do we need to do on Saturday to get a victory over Baltimore?
Well, we got to find a way to stop them, and we've been working on that in training, and it's going to be a fight, I'm telling you right now. It's not going to be a blowout. We got to step on them early. If we get a couple goals up on them and able to control the ball and slow the game down a little bit and make them come out of their comfort zone a little bit, then that is when we can really start pressuring them high and scoring goals. But I'd say the key to the game is we got to be clinical. Like, there's been chances yesterday that we should have put away that we can't miss against Baltimore, because Baltimore – you know, they're a well-known team. They are undefeated. They're got a great coach, Danny Kelly. They got a lot of solid players, Tony Donatelli, Max Fernand, Neto. They got some of the best players in the league, but, you know, they're human. They're not – they're just – I mean, they're a good team, but they're not unbeatable.
Well, Andrew, we're looking forward to the match. I'm going to be there – and introduce them to the Wall of Fame inductees for this year, and then we're looking forward to a great match with Baltimore. All the fans, this is the match to come and see. You know, it's 2 days after Christmas. It's a late, you know, the family's at home. Christmas is over. This is the match to go to.
The stomach is full.
The stomach is full, but come hungry anyway because there'll be great food there. But Baltimore is the best team in the eastern part of the country. You know, them and Missouri are undefeated, so we get a chance to see Baltimore on Saturday and to see honor the past with all the former Lancers players being there and the Wall of Fame induction. So, Andrew, we're looking forward to seeing you guys on Saturday, and we wish you guys the best of luck.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate you having me on the show, and hope you guys have a great rest of the night.
And thanks, keep up the good work and keep the foot, strengthen your leg. This way you can kick a little harder.
Yes, sir. You got it.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. That's Andrew Hoxie from the Rochester Lancers here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew mentioned Tony Donatelli, Max Fernand, and Neto, all former Rhinos. Two current Rhinos, Levi Haupu and Anoa Obasi, are in the Baltimore Blast as well. So all the Rochester soccer fans, this is the match to go to. It starts at 1 o'clock. Come early to hear the Wall of Fame induction, and then the great match against Baltimore coming up on Saturday. 1 p.m., get your tickets, 872-KICK, go to rlancers.com. When we come back, we'll have Mr. Zero, Dick Howard, and the International Report on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
This is Soccer Sam. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040 with the legendary Joe Seriani.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi-Lai Fall Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
It's Lancers Wall of Fame Day this Saturday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers will honor 2014 inductees Eli Durant, the late Peter Short, New York State Senator-elect Rich Funke, and LA Galaxy Associate Head Coach Dave Sarakin before the 1 p.m. Lancers match against the undefeated Baltimore Blast. And the world-famous Superstars will be the special halftime entertainment at Saturday's match. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
In our international report with Dick Howard, is brought to you this week by Faber Homes. Faber Homes located in Chilai. You want a new home, Faber Homes is the place to go. Bernie Iacovangelo, who has been such a great supporter of soccer in Rochester and of this show for many, many years, he'll take great care of you, believe me. 889-4840 or go to faberhomes.com and check out the latest offerings from Bernie and his company.
Affordable homes. Instead of buying an old home, I have to remodel or buy a new home. No work need to be done.
That's right.
So, and that's Affordable Homes.
That's right.
By Faber Home.
He should hire you, Joe.
You're good. I know.
Dick, how you doing tonight?
Fine, guys. Are you thinking of moving, Andrew?
Yeah. No, I love my home. I've been in it 20 years this coming summer.
We already talked about Chelsea, so don't.
No,
let's not mention it yet.
Not yet. We still got more. But we got big news for all of the soccer fans in the Rochester area because the premier soccer competition in our area is going to be within driving distance of Rochester. The Gold Cup, the championship of CONCACAF, for the first time will be held in Toronto. The match date is July 14th. And, Dick, I'm sure you have to be excited beyond belief to have this tournament in Canada for the very first time.
It's tremendous, actually, and hopefully it's just the start of more games, you know, in the Gold Cup. And it's great they've been able to do it because, as you probably know, that the Pan Am Games are on from the 11th to the 26th of July in Hamilton for men and women, the tournament. So it's great that they were able to stick handle that and get a game at BMO Field involving, I believe it's going to be Costa Rica, is it not?
And Costa Rica, certainly, what a year they had in the World Cup. And they haven't mentioned Canada, but I would be very, very surprised if Canada was not in one of those matches at BMO Field. I think that would be, it'd be crazy not to have the Canadian national team playing. And then, by the way, it'd be the newly renovated and expanded BMO Field.
That's right. In fact, it's resulting in Toronto FC playing a long period of games on the road at the start of the season. I think they play their first seven, if not eight, games on the road because of the construction that's taking place at BMO Field, which will increase the capacity of the ground and also significantly change the look of the field. You'd be looking from one end where you could see downtown Toronto. Now you'd be looking into a covered stand on the east side of the field.
Well, that won't be. That is a little bit of a drawback, but I mean, having all those extra seats and the fact that it's going to be covered. I mean, the one game we were fortunate. The one game that we went to, my wife and I, we went to the under-20s at BMO Field. It was not raining, but it was chilly. It was like 60 degrees and windy. But with the stands covered, it's going to be nice for all the fans. I think it's going to increase the attendance and. it's going to be great.
Yeah, it'll make it more like a soccer stadium that we know in other parts of the world. And certainly they're looking down the road, as you say, increasing the capacity all round. This is just yet another stage, but it certainly will make a big difference with regards to TFC.
Well, it's going to be again July 14th. It's a Tuesday. I hope we can go. I mean, I don't know about the hotels that the Pan Am Games going on, Dick, but we're going to try to get up there for it and see.
Well, it's a massive event. You know, the construction is already obviously well underway and in the final details, and this applies to accommodations because it's, I think, the largest multi-sport event ever staged in Canada. So it's a massive event and a lot of talk, of course, with regards to the preparations. But for soccer fans, the soccer games will be played in Hamilton at the old Ivor Wynne Stadium, which is now the home field for a Canadian Football League team, the Tiger Cats of Hamilton.
Yeah, they've lost in the Grey Cup, and there's a lot of local fans of the Hamilton Tiger Cats. But I know they're hoping to get a soccer team in Hamilton someday.
I'd love to see an NASL team in Hamilton. I think it would fit in well with regards to the structure of the professional game across Canada. And there's certainly a group in Hamilton that are angling to try and get a franchise, and hopefully it'll come true because there's certainly enough support and interest in Hamilton to support a franchise.
Dick, just you know, talking about exactly the same thing that you just said, that the increased demands for soccer or the increased support. I mean, how would you define, you know, what's really happened in soccer in Canada and the movement? You know, because not too long ago, you know, they didn't have too much soccer. I mean, they had, you know, amateur soccer, semi-professional, but not on the professional level as it is right now. I mean, what's behind all this?
Well, I think what's happening, Joe, is with regards to the participation that you've got, you know, across Canada, over a million participants in the game, a significant number of female as well as male, and you've got to have a structure in place for young players, that young 11, 12-year-old to aspire to play one day for Toronto FC or for the Whitecaps in Vancouver or the Impact in Montreal or for other teams in the area. And I think it's just evolution, and it's one of those things that I've noticed this gradual increase and increase in the interest, because you have both been to Toronto, you've seen games, and you probably notice the number of languages that are spoken. You know, there's such a multicultural population in Toronto that they come and support Toronto FC. And also, of course, if their teams from their part of the world are playing in Toronto, they would also support those teams. So it's very much, I think, evolution. But the Pan Am Games will certainly help matters, as will, of course, the Women's World Cup, which is not going to be in Toronto. The venues are outside of Toronto, but they will still get significant coverage and will be great for the game.
Yeah, it's going to be something. Hopefully, again, if the U.S. can win their group and get into the quarterfinals, they would play in Ottawa, and that's what I'm targeting, Ottawa, and then Montreal would be the semifinal. So that's realistic and not more realistic going to Winnipeg, that's for sure. But, Dick, before we let you go, we got to mention the FIFA Club World Cup and Real Madrid. You know, what can you say about them? 22 wins in a row.
Unbelievable run. Hey, what is it, 22nd win?
22nd win in a row. The record is 26, held by the great Ajax teams of the early 70s with Johan Cruyff. They have a real chance to get that record. A 2-0 win over San Lorenzo, not really too much trouble. But I think the story of the tournament was Auckland City. What a great feel-good story. And the Mexican press just completely obliterated Cruz Azul.
Devastated, yeah. A bunch of amateurs beating one of their top teams, Cruz Azul, yeah. And but as you said before, guys, these things happen in soccer like no other sports. But the one thing I should mention, and it's getting a fair bit of coverage in the British papers, of course, is the 100th anniversary of the Christmas truce, when British and German soldiers put down their arms and ate and they drank and they played a game of football. And it's great to see this commemorated. There was a plaque that was unveiled by the Duke of Cambridge, who's the president of the English FA, and there's been a game between the British Army and the German Army to celebrate this. But just a remarkable event that in the middle of warfare, participants put down their arms and played a game, and the only game they can play is our game, the world's game, football. Fabulous.
Right. I saw a little footage on TV that they were talking about the same thing you just said, and it is amazing to see that the German soldiers they're shaking hands with the opposition and they were having the camaraderie that does not exist in any other sport.
It's unique. So, say, the 100th anniversary and it being celebrated in such a way. Sorry about the Supercoppa, Joe, but what a game. They were against Napoli in Qatar.
I know what a finish there was.
What a finish. 6-5, what, penalty kicks after 1-1, regulation time, 2-2, extra time, and then sudden death. But... again, notice where the game was played, in Doha, Qatar. The Qataris are making people aware of the fact that they love their football, and to see two quality teams playing, I didn't see what the attendance was at the game, but obviously an exciting game for the fans to watch. I didn't see it, but just reading the reports, it seems to have been a cracker joke.
They didn't broadcast it alone. The only thing I was able to see the result on the computer.
Of course, I got a chance to see Chelsea doing their thing. 2-0 over Stoke. John Terry and Cesc Fabregas with the goals. 3 points ahead of Manchester City.
Good performance.
Good performance on the road today. So.
And Bradley should have been sent off for that foul on your man.
I know.
Yeah, well Andrew...
that's the kind of thing that you don't want to see. These are the players we pay good money to watch, and to see that kind of challenge on a player of his quality, he could have broken his leg, and the fans are deprived of that. And I think referees have to protect quality players against those kind of challenges.
Absolutely. Well, Dick, we want to wish you and Ann very Merry Christmas, and then we'll be talking to you again next week for our final show of the year, and we hope you have a wonderful holiday.
Great, guys. All the best to you, and all the best to one of your listeners, Gene Hedges. Broke her arm the other week. Big Arsenal fan. Speedy recovery, Gene.
Well, are we gonna make sure that Gene gets our messages and your messages, because what a wonderful lady she is, and
big help with the Wall of Fame and also with the Lancer Arena.
Great fans of the game, Deborah and Gene, yep.
Exactly. Well, buon Natale and buon Capodanno.
Grazie, Joe, grazie.
Ciao. Thanks a lot,
Talk
Dick.
To you
Bye.
Next week, guys.
Thanks, Jack.
Ciao.
Ciao. Dick Howard here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. When we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
The voice of Liberty. W-Y-S-L. You're listening to WYSL1040.com, 92.1 FM, and 1040 AM WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing, and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in 6 locations. Visit the Faber Homes website at faberhomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit faberhomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortel. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortelCars.com.
It's Lancers Wall of Fame Day this Saturday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers will honor 2014 inductees Eli Durante, the late Peter Short, New York State Senator-elect Rich Franke, and LA Galaxy Associate Head Coach Dave Sarakin before the 1 p.m. Lancers match against the undefeated Baltimore Blast. And the world-famous Superstars will be the special halftime entertainment at Saturday's match. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battisti and Joe Redcard Sirianni, and we're very happy to be joined now by the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos, Bob Lilly. And Bob's appearance is brought to you by the Rhinos. The 2015 season is the 20th anniversary of the Rhinos. You don't want to miss any of the action. Get your season tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. It's a perfect gift for all the soccer fans on your Christmas list. And, Bob, welcome back to the show. How you been?
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I'm great. How are you?
Are you all ready for Christmas, Bob?
I'm not ready yet, Joe. I'm not ready. So hopefully I will be in the next couple of days.
Being a Santa Claus now, you can I can put my request for an Italian player. Serie A Italian player. Who can we get?
We're hoping to turn Garzi into a Serie A player after a few more years.
There you go. That'll work. Well, Bob, we first want to congratulate you and Pat and the Rhinos organization for winning the Fair Play Award from the USL Pro League at the league meetings that just happened recently. And I know it's a big honor. It shows that, you know, the Rhinos are a top-notch organization that play the game as it's meant to be played. And we want to congratulate you and the organization for that award.
Appreciate it. It is nice to see that players have that discipline, but, you know, obviously it's not our number one goal going into the season. But, you know, I think, you know, to win games you have to be disciplined, and players, you know, obviously taking needless yellow and red cards sometimes can affect outcomes of games. So, you know, I commend them more than the organization, but we do try to send that message to our players.
Well, Bob, just you know, the season is just right around the corner. Training is going to start within the next couple months. Tell us a little bit the project and where we're going, you know, for next year. What are the goals? And I know there's a lot of moves being made, you know, pertaining to New England players and all that kind of stuff. Tell us where we stand.
Yeah. You know, one of the exciting things is with all the new teams in the league, the MLS teams coming in, I think it's going to raise the level of the league, which I think has grown significantly in the last 5 years. You know, for us individually, I mean, we need to obviously monitor. There's a lot of players out there. There's more teams that will be competing for those players, so there's a lot of work to be done there. In terms of the season, I mean, we have a good core coming back. We feel strong about the group we're bringing back. We're obviously ahead of where we were at this time last year, but we certainly have needs. You know, we'd like to add some more punch up front. It's no secret we struggled to score goals. You know, last year, towards the end of the season, we started to produce, you know, goals, and hopefully we can keep that momentum. But, you know, we're going to try and strengthen up front and even in wide areas. But we'll need to continue to work on the depth of our squad as well. So that, I mean, last year we had a solid season. We played very well against the top teams in the league, the playoff teams. We weren't consistent, you know, so next year, you know, hopefully we can take those good performances and be consistent with them so that we finish higher in the table and hopefully have a better playoff seeding when we go into playoffs.
Well, Bob, one of the things that really surprised me when I'm looking at what's going on with MLS, look at, and the Wingo Revolution, the four gentlemen who played for the Rhinos this past year from New England, Luis Sofner, who saw a lot of time in goal, Alex Sundley, who had a lot of starts with the team, Josie Sanchez, and Donnie Smith, who was played very well, the great left-footed player. They were all released from the Revolution. So I guess question I would have is, are you interested in maybe bringing any of those players into Rochester for the upcoming season, or they've already got plans for maybe going to another MLS team?
Well, there's a number of things with waivers with MLS. I mean, I would expect Donnie Smith to end up back in New England. I think it's a fair question. I mean, you know, in terms of the other three that were here all year, Donnie was here for, you know, six games in total. But the other three, I think, you know, certainly Alec was the one that played the most out of those three. We, you know, are not intending on pursuing him at this point, and he's a solid player for our league. We do feel that we have other options. You know, for me, Louis was a solid backup, but by the end of the, you know, by the end of the year, John McCarthy clearly was ahead of him, and I feel like Josie didn't play a lot. And although they did well and they were good team guys, you know, it's not a surprise to me if they didn't have play significant minutes here. Chances are they're not going to stick with New England. So, you know, we want to upgrade the team, and, you know, in this situation, I wouldn't expect any of those players back. Possibly Donnie Smith through a loan or through some other mechanism. Yes, that could happen. The other three I wouldn't anticipate.
Certainly, Bob, there is a new nucleus of players that New England's going to sign up. And of those, there's going to be players that you're going to have a chance to get in Rochester. And if they release those players, that means that they're going to sign up better players. Am I correct?
Well, this year, certainly, I think, you know, we're another year long. But, you know, last year I hit the ground running with New England. But there wasn't, you know, it was the first year where I was working with them. And, you know, I think Pat and I have a good understanding, you know, now in terms of what we'd like to do with New England. There's been a lot of talks. There will continue to be talks. You know, we're hoping that as they grow the depth, they certainly had a great season. And so we would expect their quality overall of their team to go up. And I think, you know, we will have more significant players from New England this coming year than maybe in the past, too. That's the hope anyways.
Yeah, that sounds good. And The big news, of course, you mentioned about John McCarthy coming back. We got the nucleus of that great defense, Tony Walls, Anuel Bassi, who will be in Rochester Saturday playing for Baltimore, by the way, Babacar Diallo, Pat McMahon, and we got Johnny Mendoza, Michael Garzy, and up top Colin Rolfe and Alec Dixon all coming back. Two guys, though, that were not in this list, the captain, Tyler Rosenlund, and our MVP, J.C. Banks. Can you give us any update on where things stand with Alex, or for J.C. and Rosie?
Yeah, I mean, JC is a tough one because of they're both tough. JC has signed with Minnesota in the other league, in the NASL. You know, it's tough. We did talk with JC in regards to contract. And, you know, he had an interest in coming back. He did also look at other options because of his hometown being in Milwaukee. Minnesota, obviously, is much closer. You know, at the end of the day, with a lot of questions still to be answered with, you know, New England, how the arrangement's going to work, even the players' bargaining agreement with the owners in MLS, we're still waiting on some of those to see what roster sizes are for MLS, and that may impact players we get on loan as well. But we did make an early play for JC. Didn't work out. You know, he's a player we would have liked to have had back, but certainly JC has been great for this organization, and we wish him well. Tyler, we're still talking to. You know, we did have his option. He's towards the end of last year, he was trying to get all his certifications. He went home to Vancouver a few times at the tail end of the year. He's looking to become a full-time firefighter in Vancouver, Canada. So he's still pursuing. We would expect to know something here, but maybe even within the next couple of weeks. There is a chance, you know, if he's not, he's on a final list, I believe, of 14, that six will get full-time jobs, and the other eight will be put on waiting lists. And he's expressed an interest in applying if, in fact, he's not starting as a full-time firefighter here in 2015, you know, that he'd still have an interest in coming back and applying. So we're kind of in a wait-and-see mode in regards to Tyler Roseland.
That's great. This big news here. We're hearing it right here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. Joe?
Coach, just, you know, to summarize a little bit, you know, your goals and your idea of the organization, you know, going forward. Certainly, you know that, you know, the Rochester fans are fickle fans. They support you if you win, and if we don't win, you know, they don't come. And certainly, you know, in today's time, we got to generate money. In order to do that, and my question to you is this: I know that you and Pat are strategizing to make the team, you know, one of the best since we have expanded. La Liga has expanded so much. So, in order to do that, you know, as we talked about briefly. The goal is to get a lot of new players, caliber players, or you know, people that maybe you have to pay a little bit more money, that they're going to be able to measure up to, you know, to make sure that we win. Okay, so what is your approach?
Well, I think it's always important to win, and certainly in this market. So, you know, we brought a core back that we feel, you know, many teams that I've coached, you know, within the second or third year, you know, we've been competing for championships. So this is year two. You know, obviously we felt like the playoff game against L.A. could have gone either way, and we don't feel we were far off, but we know we have improvements we can make to our team. We obviously hope the core that we bring back, you know, brings consistency, more consistency as a young team. You know, we hope to add some guys that bring a lot of quality, but also, you know, sprinkle some experienced players in there. I mean, our league is primarily a younger league now compared to 10 years ago, but there's so many players coming through the ranks now. You know, and one of the tricky things will be securing the rights to those players with so much competition out there for players, because, you know, there's no doubt there will be more teams, but also with the MLS teams coming in, you know, they'll spread their wings out further and further in search of players for their teams that they put in our league. So, you know, we will go. We have an open tryout January 6th. We're doing an that's at TSE. We'll do an invitational tryout on January 27th and 28th in Buffalo, which we do every year. You know, I'll go down to the MLS Combine. Obviously, we're working on these things now, just trying to make sure we find the right type of player that we can build our team stronger. You know, we felt like we made a good start last year. It was a very competitive league, and like I said, one of the things that gives us the most optimism is how well we did against, you know, the top teams in the league. You know, but we know to win consistently, we're going to have to, you know, we're going to have to be more potent offensively. And I think that will be a strong drive this year to try and improve in that area. And we worked on it all last year, you know, and started to see the fruits of that towards the end. But certainly we didn't feel that we had, you know, in our roster enough dangerous players in the attacking third. So we definitely need to get better in those areas.
Well, Bob, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight and giving us all this information. And Joe and I wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We look forward to talking to you again early in the new year as we get closer to the start of the 20th anniversary Rhino season. So, again, all the best to you and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you guys and your families. Take care.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Lilly, the head coach of the Rochester Rhinos on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. And when we come back, we'll be joined by Michael Lewis for the U.S. Soccer Report here on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Abby Wambach. You're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
By golly, it's time for mistletoe and holly.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Top-notchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. 2015 Flash season tickets are now on sale. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at WNYFlash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Insurance companies do their best to reward safe drivers with savings. But do they really know how you drive every day? And can they reward you for it? The answer is yes. Introducing DriveWise from Allstate, an amazing little device that simply plugs in under your dash, collects driving data from your car, and gets you the savings you truly deserve.
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo, 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
DriveWise from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
It's Lancers Wall of Fame Day this Saturday afternoon at Blue Cross Arena. The Lancers will honor 2014 inductees Eli Durante, the late Peter Short, New York State Senator-elect Rich Funke, and LA Galaxy Associate Head Coach Dave Sarakin before the 1 p.m. Lancers match against the undefeated Baltimore Blast. And the world-famous Superstars will be the special halftime entertainment at Saturday's match. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
And Michael Lewis's segment tonight brought to you by Claridge Design Center, 3240 Chile Avenue, 889-5800, or go to ClarideDesignCenter.com. Center spelled C-E-N-T-R-E like you do in England. And, of course, also a member of the Berniak Evangelo family. His wife runs that. So, again, if you need to get your bathroom, your kitchen remodeled, Claridge Design Center, give them a call, 889-5800. Michael, sorry we're so short tonight, but we had a big segment with Bob Lilly and broke a little bit of news for us. So some good things there.
No problem.
Well, big news out of the MLS is that they announced the home openers for next year, and New York City FC will play their first match ever against Orlando City, the two expansion teams playing in the Citrus Bowl. And then the next weekend, how appropriate, at Yankee Stadium, New York City against Boston, New York City FC against the New England Revolution. That should draw quite a crowd, I think, to the house that Ruth built, and maybe it'll be the house that Pelé helped build too, I guess.
Well, it's going to be unique and different. Yankee Stadium being used for an event in March. Usually they reserve that for April for baseball. And hopefully it'll be as warm as today. It will not be in the middle of a blizzard or anything like that.
I hope not, but I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully Frank Lampard will be in uniform. That's still the question with him being in Manchester City and doing very well. I mean, I know the city doesn't want to let him go, but a lot of people are saying that New York City FC should just, clamp down and try to get him. What do you think? I think we lost Michael. We'll get him back on in just a second. But, again, that's a big deal. I mean, he's played well for Manchester City. They don't want to lose him.
I don't blame him. Would you, if you were in Manchester City?
I guess not. No. But he is the property of New York City FC. So we'll see what happens with Frank Lampard. Again, I would love to be able to be at that opener. I mean, Yankee Stadium. I've never been to Yankee Stadium.
It's a beautiful.
And back with Michael. So, Michael, what do you think about Frank Lampard and New York City FC? Do you think they should try to bring him in for the start of the season?
I really think NYCFC needs to bring them make sure he's with the team then, because you don't want to start the season on a on the wrong foot like that, saying that his lone team needs him more than his regular team. That would be very embarrassing for the organization. So Man City, even though they'll be in the middle of this big race right now in England, they have to give him up when NYCFC wants him. That's his home team.
Absolutely. And, of course, Manchester City also has interest in New York City FC. So we'll see how that works out. But the other big news, Michael, the women's national team, they did get the result against Argentina. They needed to get to the final of the tournament in Brazil. But Brazil wins the tournament, drawing 0-0 in the final, and they win the tournament based on better points in the group stage. So not a great result for the U.S., but I think maybe it's a lesson learned that you can't take anybody for granted, especially in a World Cup year coming up.
No, exactly. I think it's a wake-up call for the U.S., knowing that Brazil will be lurking somewhere in the later rounds of the Women's World Cup as a team to beat. When Brazil wants to play, they could be the best team in the world. So even though the U.S. won't have to play them for a while, definitely a roadblock later on.
Certainly, and it's going
to
be...
Certainly, they got Marta to contend with.
That's for sure. He's great, great player. She proves she can still do it.
She's young.
Yeah, she is, definitely. Michael, we're looking forward to seeing you this weekend at the Lancers Wall of Fame induction ceremony as we honor Dave Sarokin, the late Peter Short, Ellie Durante, and Rich Funky. So have a safe trip up here, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
I'm looking forward to it as well. See you guys.
Make sure you come hungry.
You're coming in Friday, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, we'll see you then, Michael. Thank you so much.
Hey, have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Well, have a Merry Christmas. We'll worry about New Year next week.
You too, Michael, and you and your family. Yeah. Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. And Michael will be in town. You can meet Michael and the rest of the Lancers inductees and all the Wall of Fame members this Saturday, 1 p.m. at the Blue Cross Arena. The induction ceremony is at 12:30. The Lancers hosted the undefeated Baltimore Blast, 8-7-2 kick to get your tickets. Thanks to Andrew Hoxie from the Lancers and Rhinos head coach Bob Lilly for being on our show tonight. This has been Andrew Battisti with Joe Suriani, Dick Howard, Michael Lewis, and Bob D'Angelo down at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for our final show of 2014 for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM at 10:40 a.m. and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Buon notte.
And
buon Natale.
Buon Natale. Have a Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye-bye.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash, top-notch monogramming Northfield Commons, Pittsford, Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight, Van Bortle Auto Group, Faber Homes, Claridge Design Center, Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo, Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry, Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor, and the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Yes.